says something. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I'm sorry. Is that going to be a thing?
Yes.
I feel like it just came into
it. Is that
it.
Like copyright infringement?
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Get in the pockets.
Okay. I ain't got in the fund. I ain't got no money for that fund. What is that, the FCC?
Absolutely.
And I'm a mass comm major. I should know about that.
It's our voice.
But it's somebody lyrics, baby, that have.
True.
We'll just put a little footnote at the bottom of that scene.
It ain't no footnote. Okay.
So we're going to jail.
Y'all are going. Okay.
I pulled back from the mic.
Okay. So, no, welcome back actually to our episode 2 of Elastic Conversations, coming to you from all platform streaming networks or services. I don't know.
Yeah.
What they do. I'm 40. So, with that being said, our episode 2 is actually going to be, what do we wish we learned sooner?
Mm.
And not only what did we wish we learned sooner, because we are all of age. Like I said, we all played outside.
You know, 40 is the new 20.
Okay. And I'm not even there yet.
But Keisha, I heard. But Keisha, you're not 40.
I don't.
Me neither.
You are 41.
Don't
okay.
Don't be telling my teeth.
She's 41 years old.
It look amazing. I would go around telling everybody.
Best,
you do.
She has a filter face.
Hello?
You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, and what do we wish we learned sooner? And look, fun.
She's ready.
I'm in 40s.
I'm so ready.
What is fun in 40s? So since she is so ready.
You already, you know,
and
I already
we're
said
so
it.
Giddy. We're so excited, you guys. We're going to jump right on into it. So, Venetiala, what do you wish you
government
learned?
Government names, y'all.
Sorry, Miss V.
Hello.
What do you wish you learned?
So, I wish I would have learned to not give a fuck about anybody's opinion and live free. Just live free. Don't care. Like, when I was coming up, there was no social media.
Baby, every friend, every couple of friends got a one.
You know, and it's hours.
Look, I'm that friend.
No,
I'm the friend you can't put on speakerphone. Like,
ever.
I'm that friend ever. Kids, don't put them on that surround Bluetooth stuff. That's me. I can't do that. Now, like I was saying, don't give a fuck. Let me tell y'all why. Because if I wouldn't give a fuck, I would have ran for cheerleading. I would have ran for track. It was so much. I would have.
Now, do you run for it or do you try out?
I would have ran for class president.
Running, honey.
And I would have just ran, okay? If I didn't give a fuck. No, but I'm cool. It's a lot of things that I wish, knowing now, that I wish, like, telling people how you really feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Giving people a piece of your mind.
I did it.
You know, I had a wicked, evil stepmother. The me now, I wish I would have spoke. Ooh, she was evil. Cruella DeVille. But anyways, and she was a fat shamer, y'all. Oof.
Were you a big girl?
Of course.
I know.
I came out big, baby.
I was there.
I was a big baby. I was a big red baby. I'm still a big baby. And I wish I would have told her a little piece of my mind then. Because my mom would tell me what to say. Till that I said. And I would never say it because I didn't want to cause hostility. So if I knew the younger me, I would say what you mean. Mean what you say. Stay in tune with your feelings and don't let nobody mess up your self-esteem.
But what did she say to you? Like, what was the words that she said? Or what did she not do or do to have you feel that way?
Oh, I got so many examples, y'all. I got chills. Okay, so one example would be when she first started dating my dad, they were telling her, oh, you know, Vincent has a daughter and she's so beautiful and stuff. And she was like, oh, I met her daughter, not knowing that I was on the other side of the booth in her mm-hmm. salon listening. And she is fat.
Oh, wow.
And I had to hear that as a child. And so that just rang. Oh, she was so mean to me. Another good example was they would all, because I have half siblings mm-hmm. from my father, not from my mother. And she had children before she got with me, so they were my step siblings. Mm. And they would all pack up and go to Astroworld. Mind you, I'm there too. But instead of going to Astroworld, they would drop me off at my grandma's house.
Astroworld, you guys, who people are not from Houston, Texas,
it's like
a Six Flags
yes.
Amusement park, which has just so happened to be my very first job.
Yes. Oh, get into
oh my
it.
God, yes,
what did
honey,
you work at? Grease Lightning?
I was in the Oriental section, and I know you guys do not write in or anything like that, but it was me and my friend LaDonna, and we both got hired on. We worked on the Rise. We worked on the Viper. We worked on the Serpent, and we worked on the Astroworld.
Did you have on the blue shorts
no,
and
honey,
the green
it was
shirt?
Red. When we went to costumes, honey. honey. We get into this. Yellow
was blue.
Mine
was blue. I was the blue and green. I was the conductor. So
She says conductor. She pushed the button just like I pushed the button.
Oh, how fun.
I rode the train and the train went around the park and I said, well, to my left is Grease.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You did that. You actually did this.
Yeah, that was me.
And I was like, make sure your lap bar is up. Me and LaDonna will be on one side. We'll hold up the finger like that. Push the button. Boo, let's go.
Ooh, okay. Wait a minute. Didn't we work at the movie together? Tinseltown?
We did.
That was amazing. Well, but that was the evil stepmother stories. Yeah.
So we're going to go back. We're going to double back into those very first jobs, too, as well, because I did work at Tinseltown, you guys.
You did.
That had that humpback on the back of his back.
Oh, my God.
Baby, he did me dirty.
He was so mean. And it's the one on Market and I-10, y'all.
It is.
In Benerno City.
Yeah. Okay. So. That east side, 77029. I remember the zip.
Come on.
I'm from Pleasantville. Okay, that's why, though.
So that's what you wish you would have learned.
I would have learned to just not speak my mind and not let people mess up my self-esteem based on their opinion of me.
Yeah,
because
like
I knew I was beautiful. My mom pumped me up like I was a queen. But when I would go over to stepmama's house, it was like it was a vendetta to just chop down my self-esteem. So I wish I would have spoke up and be like, hey, you can't talk to me like that.
So basically you wish you would have had your voice. You would have found your voice.
What would you say to her now?
I don't think we can say that on air.
Yes, you can.
You can.
Yes, you can.
And you will. You can and you will.
And I'm all in.
I would say, who's living in a trailer park on crack now, bitch?
Well, wait a minute.
So, yeah, basically, God don't play about me. And he is whooping her ass right now. And let's just say she's not the person that she was when she was being that evil stepmother.
Ooh.
You know who you are.
When life shows up, honey. When life shows up.
It shows out.
Yes.
Be ready, because you got to be confident in the bullshit that you did.
You right. And them tables always
Stand in it.
Them tables always.
But hopefully they learn from it, though.
No.
That's the thing.
Baby, please.
Not in the
You want them to stay in it? Now, wait a minute, you guys. Now, wait a minute. I got to say this. I got to.
Oh, but married to her own cousin. I got to tell that part.
Oh, God.
Oh, but wait a minute. Now, hold on. Wait, we got to really.
Can what state are we in? Are they still here?
They are still here, baby.
Are they really?
They are really. And they are married.
We'll
have my dad on if we need to, because he will come calling.
Call him now.
I will put him on the line.
Oh my God.
And some people will lose their entire mind.
Listen. Y'all help me out there. Okay?
I love it.
Because she doesn't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. Remember I told y'all what I wanted to do? That's what I do now for real. So it's like when I hit 21, that's what prepared me for, y'all.
Now, is that your fun in 40? Not giving a fuck.
I was doing that at 20. I started that at 20. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm just keeping it 100. And y'all know what it is.
It's the one in front of it.
Undone. Okay. I told y'all I love the streets.
Okay. Absolutely. So, I'm going to move over here to you then, Miss Keisha.
Ooh.
What do you wish you learned sooner? And also, what is your 40 and fun looking like?
Hey.
Is there any?
What I think I wish I would have learned sooner was
how to cook them oxtails tender.
Girl.
Ooh.
No.
how
important credit is. I wish I would have learned sooner that credit is your money. You don't even have to have money if you got good credit.
Your own paper.
You know, so I wish I would have learned that. And also, that it's okay for me not to be a people pleaser and not to be everybody's friend.
Ooh, get into it.
Because Keisha, you really truly were.
Keisha, you were
friend.
Everybody's
but
friend.
Not purposely.
Well, no, not
and it wasn't no people pleaser stuff either, because you kept 100.
No, you were people pleasing.
No, she wasn't. When? Excuse me? You never did that with me.
You are one of them, actually.
No, I never.
So why are you around her?
Okay, now you're pulling a stepmom on me.
Right.
Wait. No. That ain't never happened.
We're just kidding.
I know.
Not saying that I, you know, did anything to make anybody like me, but it was.
Was it the snacks you brought? I was always snacking with her.
Don't do that. Okay.
Them
Sam's Chips.
It's okay to be by yourself. It's okay not to be, have a
part of a clique.
Yeah, have pomp and circumstance all the time.
Ooh.
Look at those words.
Yes.
I like it.
Pomp and circumstance.
Now let's get into you. Okay. Yeah. What are some things you wish you would have known when you were younger? And what is your fabulous at 40?
Several.
Oh,
get into it.
I wish I would have known me.
Ooh.
I wish I would have known me.
Oh my
sooner.
Gosh, that's you gave me chills. On the
I did not know myself until I was 38 years old.
That's deep.
I knew who I was before I was five. But then when you go to school, you realize I allowed everybody else's opinion to become my reality.
Yeah.
They made me gay before I even knew what it was and everything. You know? So I wish I would have known me.
Mm.
And I wish I would have understood that I am different, but so is everyone else.
Exactly.
Yes.
But I also didn't realize that my differentness, or however you want to say it, made me me.
It made you so awesome.
It made me, dude. And that's the thing, because
that's why they were trying to dim your light, because they saw that greatness in you.
They tried to dim it, and
that's
guess what? I leaned on it and cut it off.
I did.
I leaned on and cut it off myself.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay, because I truly did.
I thought he was going to say something else.
Listen. So here's the thing. Do not cry for me, Argentina.
Why did I do this, y'all?
Wait a minute.
My lash is not going to make it through this episode.
Listen. Do not cry for me, Argentina.
Is that the lady with the unibrow?
I don't know, but Madonna played her.
I'm done.
No, for real. Because
every time you wear that ring, you get crazy.
If you listen to my voice, it might sound very masculine and very whitish over the...
And you are a giant.
Yes, I'm quite tall.
And muscular.
Yeah, I'm a man.
Oh, my God.
But if you listen to my voice, I've always had a very high-pitched voice. Very high-pitched voice. So that, to me, they'd be like, oh, my God, you sound like a girl. Hell, even when I used to roll up to Whataburger, that is an amazing fast food restaurant out here in Houston, Texas.
Ooh, the chicken strips.
Even when I would go to Whataburger and order my number two with cheese with heavy mayonnaise, bacon fried hard, what a size, what a size, pepper.
Yes.
I would pull up and they'd be like, is that all, ma'am?
Well, you know what? They used to tell me, sir, thank you.
No, but that's it.
Because my voice is so deep. I just wanted to relate to you, friend. You cannot
relate to me because, honestly, woodwind section, we were talking, and I was like, I wish my voice was deeper than hers.
Than
who? Than mine.
No, I really did. Like,
mine was deep, y'all.
You had a really deep voice.
I still got a deep.
Compared to what I had?
Yeah. My voice is very deep, very tone.
Loud.
Soprano. Always soprano with a mouthful of pretty white teeth.
Loud,
okay?
All of them.
We can hear you and see you from where.
All of them. But no.
In a beautiful smile way, y'all.
Yeah, but absolutely. So if you really think about it, I was singing my whole entire life. But I stopped singing because people had something to say about my voice.
Oh, God.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
That's why I stopped doing ballet and tap, because somebody said my thighs was big.
Right.
As a little kid.
But were they?
But I shouldn't have felt like it was a problem if they were.
You should have kept tootsie rolling.
I should have kept going. But as soon as they was like, no.
And I can't stand people that steal kids' joy.
You know what I'm saying?
Take their innocence.
I can't stand it. That's why I stand up for mine. I will go to war.
Mine too.
You better not call her a big girl. You better say she's tall. And I will correct you in a moment. I felt Khloe Kardashian in that article when she said people call her child big. She corrects them. Because people don't understand how that can alter your self-esteem as a growing child.
My stepmom
used to say, you're bigger than your daddy. Now, y'all know.
That's why she's in that trailer. Because she's wrong. You are not bigger than your daddy.
At all.
You
my dad is 6'5". He's huge.
But you have no weight.
I'm like a little Wendy Williams-ish, but I ain't no damn,
No, for real.
I'm not
real
no Caitlyn Jenner.
Miss V, sorry. In school, you are quite large to me.
I was very a big girl.
When I say large, I don't mean wide.
But as me and you being on the same peer level, that's fine. As an adult, you shouldn't sit there and chastise a child for being larger. I'm from Louisiana. She saw my daddy. What type of children is she thinks we're going to have?
Do you see you guys out there and listen to how some things, certain things, will traumatically shape you? She was traumatized. And I'm over here dying laughing. Okay? I'm dying laughing. And
so weren't you big? I'm going to bring y'all a picture so y'all can see. I was Queen Latifah thick. I've always been Queen Latifah. I wasn't Gabrielle Soubelet.
Who is that?
Precious. Whoever, okay? I was more on the Queen Latifah side. I wasn't on the Gabby side, okay? So, to me, and I played basketball, I was still toned and sexy.
What were your posts?
Of course. I wasn't running up and down the court. Aletha Drain, where you at, girl?
I love her.
Hey, we was on the layup queen. That's what we did.
Okay, so that, bringing it back from her traumatic experience, her being bigger than her damn daddy. Yeah, so I wish I would have known that my differentness made me me, and it made me powerful. And I also wish that I would have known my purpose earlier than what I know now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I wish I would have known the effect that I had on other people.
I think you know, we've had this conversation before. I can't believe you didn't know the effect you had on people, because to me, you were such a person that brought so much positivity, fun, laughter. You made people feel confident. I just can't believe you didn't think you were bringing that early on in middle school and high school. I saw that, what you are now, then.
No, absolutely not.
No, you would always tell me you are beautiful, you were pretty, you would pump me up.
Yeah, and I have never said nothing back.
That goes back to
me. So they go, that mom, thank you.
I said you had the best saxophone.
Well, I did.
You had the best saxophone. You dressed fly every day. Give it to you.
Those were the things that I wish that I would have known sooner. And now, as far as fun and 40, every single day that I wake up in 41.
He is having fun. Get on that Facebook
page.
Baby,
I am having fun, because who the hell said that I cannot? Okay? And that is the thing, because it's my life. Yes. And no one can tell me how to live this mug. Right.
Oh, hell no.
They cannot. There is no blueprint to my life. Some people say that it is a blueprint to my life. But I'm just saying, it's just me and the God of my understanding, my co-creator and my co-pilot, that designs my life. So I kind of wish that I would have known that purpose, and I wish I would have known my talent and stood true in it at that given moment. All of my abilities, all of the blessings, everything. And I wish I would have known that I was as funny as y'all think that I actually am, because I did not. It was just me being me.
What? You were hilarious.
It was just me being me.
This one was hilarious for real.
But you mask.
People still remember.
You use that as a mask for other things, not knowing that that's your true talent. But you're using that to, maybe if I make them laugh, they won't talk about me. Or maybe
that's how it was.
Oh,
definitely.
But you don't know. That's your true talent. That's really who you are. You
or
know?
Being able to walk in a room and read it.
Yeah,
you could tell who was funny style, who was cool, who you could be yourself with. That's a different type of talent we have also.
It truly is.
And building good relationships, genuine friendships, you know.
Because I talk to everyone, you guys.
I talk to the cleaner lady at Walmart.
I'll be honest with you, too, as well. Coming from the East Side, I wish I would have known that all other African-American children did not grow up around Caucasians,
right,
or Asians,
that was very
or anything like that, because I was called an Oreo.
They would always tell me, "You talk so white."
But
I'm like, "Damn, what is that?"
And that
made no sense.
Like that, because my daughter, she speaks very well,
right? But what does that even mean?
No,
what does that even mean?
That's a society thing.
Because
no.
Because growing up around,
let me finish. I'm saying
she's not twerking.
You know, people say that if you speak correct English, that you're white, you're speaking white, or
we don't know why. That's
white,
our culture.
Or, you know, if you're looking at, why are you looking at those white shows and stuff like that? I told my daughter, because I speak, you know, I want her to be able to go out.
Did you tell her like that with your finger up?
Yeah,
I believe she did.
Stop. Don't let nobody define who you are. You, because my
I think I've seen Kayla do that finger before.
Why is she on YouTube watching all them white shows? Or why is she doing, you know?
Oh.
She does, you know. So until she got to the point where she was trying to, and then
when she tried to move her neck.
What is that Taylor mean? Talking like
oh
that?
Oh my God! Yeah. She was trying to be more.
Yes. Yeah, because I told her, don't do that. Let her be who she is.
Yeah, don't chop her down like that.
And because
that.
She's speaking correctly, that means that she's speaking white.
My daughter has that problem in high school right now, and I cannot stand it, because they're always like, "Ooh," and like they want her to talk Ebonics.
No,
and she doesn't know it because that's not the way we speak. That's not the way her grandparents speak. It's generations of education people in our family. Yeah. And we are the type that, even on Facebook, we like, oh, they forgot a period. I mean, that's just my mom. I'm just saying. So,
well, first of all, let's just be honest about that stuff. I have, you guys, we have been out of school for a very long time, and I have not used a semicolon.
I don't even know what it's there for. I'm not going to lie to y'all. And I got to.
So I wish I would have learned that semicolons and everything like that was not a major part in my life. Unless you want to be a writer or something like that. But really and truly, when you read and when I'm reading, I don't read, such and such, semicolon.
Oh, you know what else I wish? I wish that I would have spent more time learning to cook my grandmother's recipes.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
That's another thing that I was thinking. I was like, I wish I would have just sat there. And it's not really my grandmother, my great grandmother, because I've watched my grandmother, but there's some recipes that she has taken to the grave, like her tea cakes.
Well, ain't nothing like a good tea
cake.
Ooh,
her boudin.
Ooh, boudin, I had some.
And her gumbo. Now, everybody can make gumbo. My grandmother's gumbo is good, but my great-grandmother's gumbo,
yeah,
she wrote the recipe.
It's something about it, huh?
It is something about that roux. And she died when she was probably, I think she was 109, and my great-great-grandmother was 114. They got recipes. If I would have just took the time to sit my ass down and listen to them and spend time with them, I would know how to cook some boudin.
That's a good one.
You know what I mean?
And you know what?
The elders.
The simple fact that you say that, even going back to the last episode about our ideal mates and what they like, I cook. I cook. And while everybody else was out there playing and making mud pies.
You was for real.
I didn't like to get dirty. Ooh. So therefore, I was not making mud pies. Mm. I was in the kitchen with the cast iron skillet. I was making hot water cornbread.
Oh.
I was helping make it. I was watching them make the greens and everything. Mm. I was even watching them put that swine in there and boil it till it was tender as ever.
We know where we're going for Thanksgiving,
when I
guys.
Cook. Yeah, like
Jamal's house.
For real. Like when I cook, I enjoy cooking. So I can understand how that is because that's like a part of your lineage. That's a part of your blood. That's when you're sick.
Yes.
You want that type of thing. I don't want nothing else but some greens.
That's
and
some
hot water cornbread. But my mom's greens and hot water cornbread. Mm. But my aunt makes greens too really well. But yeah, definitely. So I get that.
That's something that I wish I would have spent more time with my elders learning about my lineage and how the recipes and all that good stuff. So.
That's a good one.
But that's what's up. So you know? I know for me, but even if we don't even get a chance to talk about our fun in 40s, definitely know that we will be talking about that later on and another episode too as well. Because I know for me, did y'all want to go ahead and talk about the fun in 40s? Or you want to save it? Because we definitely can save it.
We can save it.
I think we should save it because I have so much to say about fun in 40s.
I know I do.
I mean, I haven't made it there yet, but I'm on that way. And I definitely want to have some fun.
What do you mean you ain't made it there?
I'm not there yet.
You're not where?
She's still asleep because she's there.
But how old are you? No, but I'm like, but how old are you?
I'll be 40 soon.
Not only is she there, she has picked out a plot. Like, what do you mean you're not there?
No, speaking of plots, that's another thing we're going to need to talk about. People without life insurance. When you are over 30, 25, you need to start getting a life insurance.
You need it as
well, I don't know, you guys. I just came back from New Orleans, and so they say that you can put some people in the ground and you can press down. You know what I'm saying? No embalming fluids. It takes 365 days. They normally bring you out at 366.
He went to go talk to a voodoo doctor, y'all.
Went all in. No, I'm saying it's a thing.
But let them keep that as a thing.
No, it's just that they bury you on top of the water because of the swamps. That's what they're saying. They stack them like this. Different family plots. I'm just telling you because we are from Opelousas, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, New Orleans. So I know exactly what he's, and your dad.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Burn
but you
me,
still
honey.
Need life insurance, guys.
Really and truly, I don't really, we'll talk about that at a later time. I don't really care what you do with my body once I'm done. With this shell, I don't care what you do with it. I don't give a damn because this is just, you can if it's good. You can actually donate. I really would like my mind and my brain, well, not my mind, but definitely my brain to be donated. I want it to be donated.
Are you a donor?
I am.
Oh, good. Now, that is good.
I am now.
Don't touch my shit. When I'm dead, I want it all in there.
God,
I'm sorry, guys. Sorry.
And on that,
I just wanted to make sure that was clarified,
and
Mama.
No, that was a good, amazing little episode of our episode 2. But also, we're gonna have some amazing things coming up, you guys, because we do like to do things off of the flip. So, if you would like to, if there's any type of topic that you would like for us to speak about, talk about, or want to get our perspective of, please Put it in the comments below too as well. We will be checking that. If there's anything positive, definitely put it below. If there's anything negative, do not put it below. But what you can absolutely do is you can definitely, and I got this from somebody else, but I'm definitely going to say it because I thought it was the most amazing thing. You can definitely put and write it all out on a very large bill and send it to us. We will make sure that we read it. Okay. And we will make sure that we take all of your constructional criticism and buy us something nice.
Yay! So with that being said,
yeah, but definitely bring that in. Some of your comments and some of your topics that you're going to pick, we're going to actually do something called Freestyle Fridays, you guys.
Yeah.
So basically what we're going to do is we're going to have us a little bowl. We're going to put some topics off up in there. We're just going to pull. And we're going to research, because at 41 years old, honey, we have lived a life. We might not have lived as long as the baby boomers, but the generation next, us,
mm-hmm.
who actually
80s babies
80 all day, who actually played outside and everything, saw a lot of different things transpire. We were there when computers
had beepers
out, you know. Definitely send that in so we can see exactly what we're going to talk about whenever we talk about it. So that's an amazing thing. Do y'all
and remember we are streaming on all platforms _ Elastic Conversations.
Okay, so now that we have gotten that out, mm-hmm. I'm just going to be completely honest with you guys, because I'm totally completely transparent. I'm excited.
Me too.
I'm thrilled.
I'm garnered.
Today was the day that we actually premiered.
Yes.
Our podcast, you guys. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the future, because I always say that, well, one of the things that I also wish that I was to learn, would have learned too sooner, is to do things for the future instead of doing things. Do things for my future self.
Yeah.
Then do things for my now self.
Yeah.
Even though I stay present, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, definitely, definitely send us some information, send us some feedback, because we would like to grow with you. Miss V wanna grow with you. And please, I promise you, hopefully we will get her name together.
Please.
We will. And Keisha, definitely, I love you. I love your filter face.
So amazing.
And do you have anything else that you would like to say?
Click like, share, and subscribe.
Oh, I love it when you say
like
that.
And sharing and subscribing.
On YouTube, Instagram, Facebook.
You guys, I am. Okay, so these two
Apple Music, Spotify. Apple,
have an Apple phone because they're followers. And I am an Android user. So the simple fact that I am messing around in the Apple world, in the App Store, in the App
get
streaming
into
and
it,
stuff
yo.
Like that, I'm feeling quite amazing about my life. So yeah, let's get it going. So definitely click like, share, subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your future boos. Tell
your
everyone
mama,
that
daddy.
You know
okay.
that we are entering this realm with whatever we have to offer. And whatever we do have to offer, hopefully it does change lives or make you look at your life or make you possibly look at somebody else's life to understand basically where they are coming from. Because we are all collectively one source. And we all feed off of that one source. But while we're feeding off that one source, baby, we're going to live. We're going to joy. We're going to play. Because life is a beautiful thing if you want it to be.
And something on a serious note, go Astros.
Have you ever played baseball?
I did.
I definitely did.
Again, they were men.
Softball.
They
God.
Softball my ass.
And Kiki yo. Was a beast.
Yes, he was a beast.
A beast on it, baby. I remember. Well, she made me want to play.
Well, hold on. I don't even know if y'all know, but this little boy right here.
Cut the camera. He about to lie.
Baby, please. It ain't no lie.
If it ain't a saxophone, he wouldn't know.
I played baseball for 11 freaking years that a lot of people don't even know. I'm quite amazing.
What school
at
was
it.
This at?
It was at North Shore Little League, honey. I've never done anything at the school.
Gotcha.
And that is the thing. People don't even know. I ran in the Junior Olympics. They don't know that.
The Special Olympics. I'm sorry, wait a minute.
You guys, you know what I'm saying? This is what I'm dealing with, and this is why the bitch doesn't
this
say
why
thank
call
you.
Us heifers.
Okay, this is why I call them heifers. Uh-huh. And no, it was not the Special Olympics,
but it was special to me
because it was the Junior Olympics, you guys, and
special.
I did run in the first
he's
heat, and yeah, I did not.
Y'all, I wish y'all could see this earring. It's giving me so much life.
You guys, you know what? You know what?
You know
bump
what?
It, bump it, bump it, bump it, bump it. I love you guys. I love you guys so much.
Wait, we're going to do an after show at the restaurant. We're going to go take shots, y'all.
Stay tuned to our
and we're
going to
get into
three.
This earring.
Oh, my God.
God. You know what? And we're out. I love you guys.
I love y'all. Click like, share, subscribe.
No, Keisha says it better.
Yeah. And you took it from me, okay?
No, I never. That's why I messed up.
Can you say it with conviction?
Yes, say it.
I do.
No, I like the way she says it.
You say it like you're talking to your ideal mate. Click like and share.
Ooh, that's what they might like out there.
Oh, my God. Click like, share, subscribe, please.
And if anybody that is not watching the YouTube, because we are on YouTube as well, when she said please, all of those teeth were showing. Okay. Speaking of teeth, you guys, we're going to end the show like this all of the time. Again,
he wants
I have went through some drugs. It's called bigotry.
Okay. No, it's grifting. It's whatever it's called.
I'm doing
Dr. Trump. I mean, Donald Trump.
So since Keisha gets a chance, to show all of her teeth, her original ones, the only thing I'm asking for is maybe
two on the side,
maybe a couple. Again, I have been through some things in life, and life has kicked my ass. And we're gonna get back into how they was talking about her stepmom being a crackhead. But definitely, so we will always end it like this. If there is any dentist or any surgical people out there, right, that would definitely do not feed on my stuff.
I would love lipo. I'm sorry.
Here we go again.
Hollywood arms.
No, if there's anyone out there that might be in BBL. Dental school or something like that that really wants a challenge. I'm available for the taking. So again, it's a challenge, baby. A challenge.
It's not even that bad. He is so crazy.
You can follow us at @ElasticConversations on Instagram. And you can also go there if anybody would like to do a little bit of pro bono work. Again, I am not paying for a damn TV. It's not happening. Why the hell would I do that? Thank you so much, you guys, for joining us today. And we will see you later. Love you much.
Bye. Get into it.